Yo, what's good? It's your boy Ed, back with another episode of RRO, where we're gonna be keeping it real at all times, just with our raw opinions and facts, you know. So, in this episode, we're gonna be going over the Week 13 review. We're gonna talk about how the playoff picture's looking, get into the MVP race, go over this week coming up in the NFL, new power ranking releases, and get into top five stats. We're also going to go over the NBA preseason starting this week, also power rankings and my picks for the first week's games. And we're going to talk about James Harden and how he missed practice, but let's get into it. So what we had was the Saints playing the Falcons, and better game from Taysom Hill, more efficient than last game against the Broncos, much more, especially on third down and a lot of pivotal spots. He really carried us. So our defense played good again. I mean, we gave up our first touchdown in since we played the 49ers. So, you know, it was a good game. Another 100-yard game from Mike Thomas. Good all-around game from Kamara. So, you know, the Saints clinched the playoff berth, first team to do that this season. So that was good. Into the Chiefs later on that night, but we'll get into that. We saw the Browns and the Titans. Browns straight up came out on fire. Baker was playing like his Oklahoma days. We had four touchdowns in the first half. Titans made a run to come back. Derrick Henry was slowed down. Didn't really do much. Trust me, I know. I got him on fantasy. Dude only gave me 6 points. I was like, come on now. I picked the Titans to win this game. I thought the Titans was going to come out, show their dominance over the Browns, but the Browns showed that they're here to compete this year, and they're doing it without Odell, so that's good for the Browns. Raiders and the Jets, man, that was a game, because the Jets could have actually got their first win of the season, but they lost and failed 0-12. The Raiders winning on a game-winning touchdown to Henry Ruggs, so. And after that, they fired their defensive coordinator because it was just a bad play call. Why would you do an all-out blitz on one of the final plays of the game? That literally makes no sense. And that's why the Jets are 0-12 right now, because of their front staff and all that. I said it a few times in my podcast before, I think. But, with the Jets, you can't even really be mad at the players, because that front office and that coaching staff is just terrible. They just need to all be fired, honestly. Jaguars and the Vikings win that game and made their way into the playoffs somehow. If the playoffs started today, the Vikings would be in. So Vikings are winners of four out of their last five, or five out of their last six, something like that. They played good in their last six games, honestly. I think they started off 1-5. So, and they're 6-6 now. So, yeah, five out of the last six games. So, you saw Justin Jefferson, who's really the best rookie receiver in the league this year, probably one of the best receivers in the league this year. He set a Minnesota rookie record with five games with over 100 yards. And he's already over 1,000 yards already. So, but we'll get into that later. Bengals play the Dolphins. Dolphins handled them. Their defense is good. Brian Flores is a great coach. I like him. So I like that team. I like how they're going to be in the future. And they're competing for a playoff spot, competing for that division. As they move on to 8-4, that's their best start in 17 years. So next we had the Colts playing the Texans. Colts won that one. So disappointing for Deshaun, as he just lost again. As he was just, he's playing one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year, and it's his team just can't help him out. We need to get him out of Houston, honestly. Colts move on to 8-4, and yeah, it's just, It's just getting the shine out of Houston. The Bears played the Lions. Lions won that division game. The Bears, they've lost 6 straight games. Like, what's going on in Chicago? That's what I want to know. Lions move on to 5-7. Bears 5-7 in the division game. Bears were just competing for a playoff spot. Night and fell to 5-7. Like, come on now. And y'all thought Nick Foles was gonna fix it? They put Mitch back in. Like, come on. Giants played the Seahawks, and the Giants defense beat them. I don't want to say defense, but the Giants beat them without Daniel Jones. They beat the Seahawks, who was supposed to be one of the best teams in the NFC, but they lost to the Giants. Like, so the Giants are really making that playoff push. And as I said before, I'll say it again, I think the Giants are going to be the team out the NFC East that makes the playoffs. I think they're going to win a division this year. So, Rams play the Cardinals. Good win for the Rams, much needed. A game the Cardinals definitely needed to win. But you saw I was looking at that Jalen Ramsey and DeAndre Hopkins matchup, and Jalen Ramsey really kind of got the best of him. Like, but we know how good Jalen Ramsey is. Like, so I really had no doubt about it. I picked the Rams to win that game. So, yeah. Patriots just absolutely destroyed the Chargers. Just murdered them. Just beat them down bad. 45-0. It's the largest loss in Chargers history for them. So, bad, bad loss for the Chargers. Good win for the Patriots. As I said, they're making that playoff push. You can't ever go against Bill Belichick. So, you know. Then you have the Eagles playing the Packers. Packers won that game. We saw Carson Wentz get benched and Hurts came in, which was, it was coming. We knew it was going to happen. Wentz has been playing terrible. He's just absolutely terrible this year. So, Wentz was just terrible. Then we saw the Broncos and the Chiefs. Chiefs won that game, but it was closer than everybody expected. But like I said, that Broncos defense is actually good. So, So the Chiefs clinched the playoff spot with that win too. Steelers played the football team, and the Steelers lost that game as the Washington football team gave them their first loss. I saw it coming. So, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw my picks, and I picked the football team to win this game. The Steelers, it was coming. It was coming. If they don't get that run game together, it's not gonna, not gonna go anywhere. Bills played the 49ers, and they really handled them. I mean, 49ers attempted to come back, but the Bills did slight work with them, and people were doubting the Bills were gonna really win this game and win it how they did. Like, but Josh Allen has been playing good this year. That defense has been playing good. Stephon Diggs has brought a different dynamic to that offense. So I like how the Bills are playing this year all around. So then the Cowboys played the Ravens in the final game of the week. And I thought the Cowboys low-key might be able to get a win, but like I said, the Ravens got Lamar Jackson back, so that made a big difference. And they just won that game. I don't know. Dallas, I don't really know what to tell you. Ravens moving on to 7-5. Cowboys dropped to 3-9. They still somehow have a chance to win the division. So we'll see. Maybe. So for my picks this week, I went 13-2. I picked the Saints to beat the Falcons. Got that right. I picked the Titans to beat the Browns. I didn't get that right. I knew the Raiders would beat the Jets. I knew the Vikings would beat the Jaguars. I knew the Dolphins would beat the Bengals. I think I picked the Texans, actually, to beat the Colts. I think I did. I think that was one of my, picks that I got wrong. So yeah, I just thought Deshaun would somehow be able to come out on top. Let's see what else. What else? I knew the Lions would beat the Bears. I thought the Seahawks would handle the Giants, but I was obviously wrong, and there's a lot of other people were. That was another one I got wrong. I knew the Rams would beat the Cardinals. I knew the Patriots would beat the Chargers. I knew the Packers would beat the Eagles. I knew the Chiefs would beat the Broncos. I knew the football team would beat the Steelers. I knew the Bills would beat the 49ers. I knew the Cowboys would beat the Ravens. So I got the Texans and Colts game wrong and the Seahawks and Giants game wrong. So a record of 13-2 on picks. Not too bad. But so now let's get into this playoff picture, because it's looking pretty interesting. So with a locked in playoff spot of the Saints and the Chiefs, I knew those are those are the two best teams in the NFL. Like, they're right there. So no surprise that they locked in that matchup, and the Chiefs got the Dolphins up next. So that's gonna be a good game, but the Chiefs should win that game. Saints playing the Eagles, I think the Saints are gonna win that game, but we'll get into that later. The Steelers still have the number one seed overall, so if the playoffs did start today, the Steelers would have a first round bye. Kansas City would be playing Indiana. And the Colts. Buffalo would be the third seed playing Miami in a division game again. Then Tennessee would get their rematch with Cleveland, and I think Tennessee would win that one. I think Buffalo would beat Miami. I think Kansas City would beat Indianapolis. So those are the four teams. If the playoffs started today, I see those four teams in the next round. For the NFC, if the playoffs started today, Saints would have the number one seed sitting at 10-2. We would have a first round bye. Green Bay would be playing Minnesota. The Rams would be playing Tampa Bay, as they have the third seed. Tampa Bay has the sixth seed. New York will be playing Seattle. So there's that. And in the AFC, in the hunt, you have Las Vegas. They're still fighting for a spot. Baltimore is still fighting for a spot. New England. Denver's out. Houston's out. Well, not technically, but, you know, they're kind of out, in my opinion. In the NFC, you have Arizona right behind the Cardinals, tied at 6-6. The Vikings just have a better division record, so they that's why they're in the playoffs over Arizona right now. Chicago is sitting right behind Arizona, but they're slowly falling. Detroit's still in it. San Francisco's still in it. Washington still has a chance. You know, yeah, we'll see. It's in it, yeah, but I don't think Detroit's gonna make it. San Francisco's not gonna make it. Atlanta's not gonna make it. Washington's not gonna win that division. Dallas isn't gonna make it. So, you know, Eagles aren't gonna make it. So, you know, we'll see. We will see. Let's get into the MVP race. So right now, NFL.com has Patrick Mahomes ranked at number one, just slightly over Aaron Rodgers. Slightly, just slightly. They have A-Rod at number two, Josh Allen at number three, moved up a spot from number four from last week. The Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is at number four right now, dropped from number three. And they have Ben Roethlisberger in there. I don't really know. I would put Alvin Kamara in there. Maybe I'm biased, but I don't feel like I am. He's had an amazing season, and we can't doubt that. Like, the season he's had has been amazing. I agree with Pat Mahomes that one. Him and A-Rod are neck and neck. A-Rod just threw his 400th touchdown. So, good job, A-Rod. So, you know, there's that. Let's get into the power rankings. So after week 13, the Chiefs have moved, since the Steelers lost, the Chiefs have took their spot and moved into the number one spot. Saints move up a spot and take number two, which I think it's fair since we do have two losses. But if we had both had two losses, I think we can make a case for number one, which I still feel like we do make a case for number one. And Drew Brees might be coming back next week. So there's that for you Saints fans out there. Steelers dropped one spot to number two. Dropped from number two to number three. Even though they were undefeated last week, they still had the Chiefs as the best team in the NFL. I agree. Green Bay, steady where they are, number four. The Bills move up two spots after their win to number five. You have the Rams who move up two spots after their win to number six. Seahawks drop from five to seven after that loss to the Giants. Cleveland makes a big jump from 13 to eight. And you also have Baltimore who made a jump from 12 to number nine. So Tampa Bay dropped a spot even though they had a bye week. I don't think Tampa Bay is that good. Y'all know how I feel about Tampa, but yeah. Colts are number 11. The Raiders 13. The Titans are 12th, down six spots. So yeah, I agree with them. I agree. I'll put the Titans over the Colts though, but you know, that's just me. So week 14, let's get into those picks and those games coming up. So Saints play the Eagles, as I said earlier. I think the Saints win that game. Patriots playing the Rams. I think the Patriots win that game. Cowboys and the Bengals. I think the Cowboys win it. I think the Vikings beat the Buccaneers, honestly. I think the Cardinals beat the Giants, bounce back win. I think the Chiefs will beat the Dolphins. Titans will handle the Jaguars. Derrick Henry will have a bounce back game. Texans will beat the Bears. I don't think the Bears are good, honestly. The Bears are imposters, honestly. Real talk. The Broncos play the Panthers. I think the Panthers win that game. You know, the Broncos defense is good, so they could make a case to win it. I think the Raiders beat the Colts as they try to make that playoff push. Derek Carr is playing good this year. That defense is playing good this year. John Gruden is a good coach, so I think they win it. Seahawks and the Jets. I think the Seahawks have a bounce back win, handle the Jets, but it's the NFL. Anything can happen, but Seahawks will win. Washington will beat the 49ers. Falcons will beat the Chargers. Packers beat the Lions. Bills will beat the Steelers. Yep, calling that right now. And Browns and Ravens, I got the Browns. So those are my picks for the NFL week 14. And the top five passing leaders, we have Pat Mahomes, who's leading with 3,800 yards. Deshaun Watson is number two with 3,500. Russell Wilson, number three, with 3,479. Matt Ryan, fourth, 3,436. Josh Allen, fifth, with 3,403. Then rushing leaders, Derrick Henry, still number one, with 1,317 yards. Dalvin Cook, second, with 1,250. James Robinson in Jacksonville's third. Ronald Jones from Tampa is fourth with 820. And Nick Chubb, even though he missed a good amount of weeks, like 4 or 5 weeks, is fifth in the league in rushing. Top five receiving leaders are DK Metcalf with 1,119, but Travis Kelce isn't too far behind with 1,114. Tyreek Hill is number three. 1,079. Justin Jefferson is number four with 1,039 as a rookie. And Stephon Diggs is fifth on this list with 1,307. Then sack leaders. T.J. Watt still having a dominant season, trying to make win that defensive player of the year with 12 sacks leading the league. Aaron Donald right behind him with 11. Za'Darius Smith tied with Trey Hendrickson. They both have 10.5. Same with Myles Garrett. So, excuse me. Yeah. Good close battle right there. Then interceptions, Xavier Howard, number one with 8. J.C. Jackson in New England with 7. Tyrann Mathieu with 5. Harrison Smith with 4. And Quandre Diggs from Seattle with 4. So we just going to have to see how the season is. But let's get into the NBA, though, because we have preseason starting this week. And it's going to be some preseason, you know. Just glad basketball is back, you know. We have the Magic going to play the Hawks. I think the Hawks win, showcasing that new team. Pistons and Knicks, Pistons win. Rockets play the Bulls. I think the Rockets win. Clippers and Lakers already. I don't know, but I'm going to tune in, though. Trailblazers and Kings. Saturday, the Raptors play the Hornets. Cavs play the Pacers. My new OKC team plays the Spurs. Grizzlies play the Timberwolves. Mavs play the Bucks. Nuggets play the Warriors. It's just preseason, but we are not too far from the start of the regular season. It's coming up very close. Very, very close, and I'm ready. I know y'all ready too. So I think that the Warriors are going to be a team to look out for. Nets, I'm eager to see the Nets. So let's talk. Let's see who NBA.com has ranked as the number one, the top 10 teams according to, you know, NBA's final power rankings or post-final power rankings. They have the Lakers at number one. Reasonable, as they just won the title. The Bucks at number two, of course, because they did have the best record, so I understand it. But the Nets at number three, with the way that team looks, I would put them as a top three team. I put them over the Bucks. So I think y'all know how I feel about Kevin Durant. I think KD is going to go off this year. Everybody's wondering how he's going to come back, and y'all will see. Y'all will see. That's all I have to say. Clippers, number four. Understandable. PG, Kawhi coming back. They lost Montrez. But they lost Jermichael Green also, but they got Serge Ibaka. I like it. So, yeah. Oh, and they also added Luke Kennard and Nicholas Batum. So, good adds to that team. The Heat, number five, trying to make it back to the finals, make that push again. Let's see if they can do it. Dallas at six. I think Dallas is going to be very good this year, honestly. Denver at seventh. Then I would put Denver over Dallas. Honestly. Yeah, I would put Denver over Dallas. Just based because I think Jamal Murray and Jokic are going to have a great year this year. Plus, they added RJ Hampton, Zeke Nagy, and then they have Michael Porter Jr., who's hoping he can make a step for a bowl who we saw in the bubble. So I like it. Celtics, eighth, reasonable. Osborne Hayward, but bad, but you know, I think they're going to be good. They added Tristan Thompson. I think it's going to help Daniel Theis defensively some. So then you have the 76ers at ninth. Let's see how Doc Rivers does with this team. So let's see. Then you have the Raptors at number 10, which is reasonable. So I agree with that top 10. I agree. You got the Trailblazers looking on the outside at 11. So I agree with it, you know. But let's get into these first week's picks because, like I said, season coming up. On the 22nd at 6 p.m., we got the Warriors playing the Nets. KD playing his old team. First game back since the finals against the Raptors. I think the Nets win this game. I think KD drops about 32 points, 7 rebounds. I think Kyrie drops about 28, 4 or 5 assists. They have Caris LeVert give him about 16. Spencer Dinwiddie, he's going to drop about 21 off the bench probably. Clippers and the Lakers, I think the Lakers win that game. LeBron might have a triple-double. It's going to be a close game. I wouldn't be surprised if we win in overtime, so it's going to be a good game. Then the next day, we have the Hornets and the Cavs. You can see that boy LaMelo. I think the Hornets win, honestly. Knicks and the Pacers. I think the Pacers win. Knicks are abominable of an organization. They suck. I like the Jets. Both New York teams. It's a shame. I think the Heat beat the Magic. Wizards play the 76ers. I think the Wizards actually win that one with Bradley and Russ. I like Russ being back in under Scott Brooks. I think that's where he was more efficient. So I like him being there. You got the Bucks playing the Celtics. I think the Bucks handle them. Wouldn't be surprised. New look Pelicans with Steven Adams and Zion. I put the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans won that game. Hawks play the Bulls. I think the Hawks win that game with their new look. The Rockets will beat OKC, but I wouldn't be surprised if Shai went off. Shai is going to might drop a 30-point triple-double. He's a good favorite to win Most Improved Player of the Year. The Spurs play the Grizzlies. I think the Spurs win that game. I think the Timberwolves beat the Pistons. I think the Nuggets beat the Kings, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Kings win that game. I think the Jazz will beat the Trailblazers. New look Suns versus the Mavericks. I think the Suns win that game. Then on Christmas Day, we have the Pelicans playing the Heat. I think the it's going to be close, but I think the Heat will win that game. Close by like 5 points. 102-97. Something like that. 102-95. Something like that. Warriors play the Bucks. I think the Warriors win that game. And then you play the Celtics playing the Nets. I think the Nets win that one also. So, and then we have the Lakers and Mavericks that night. I think that's going to be another close game. Hopefully, we get another overtime game like we did last year. So, then at 9:30, we have the Denver Nuggets playing the Clippers. Reading the rematch of that 3-1 comeback. I think the Nuggets win that game. Jamal Murray is going to go off. Jokic is going to drop a triple-double on their heads. Nah, I'm just talking. But, it's going to be close. It's going to be a closer game. The Clippers might play their hearts out to try to get that revenge. So, James Harden missed practice. And he missed his individual workouts. But he did end up checking in. He has made it clear to Houston he wants to trade. So, I don't know. We'll see how that pans out. I think they should just trade him. Try to get some picks for him. And just go ahead and trade him. It's never good to play with a player who doesn't want to be there. But, you know. But that's all the time we have for today. Let's get ready because it's about to be a great winter with NFL playoffs starting, NBA coming back. Whenever baseball comes back, I'll start covering that too. We got college football playoffs. So it's college basketball starting. This is a great time in sports right now. A great time, but stay safe out there, and I'm out.